The headlines, Russia says it has destroyed a large depot of U.S. and European weapons in western Ukraine as fighting rages on. People in France are voting in the first round of parliamentary elections as President Macron seeks to secure majority in the National Assembly. And China hits out at the U.S. for its stance over Taiwan, calling on Washington to stop smearing Beijing and harming its interests. Thank you for joining us. My name is Gizumi Shahmadi, and these are our top stories this hour. Russian military says it has destroyed a large depot containing U.S. and European weapons in western Ukraine. The defense ministry says it fired caliber cruise missiles at the arms cache in the region. This is not the first time Russia claims to have targeted foreign weapon shipments in Ukraine. It has repeatedly warned that such supplies will only prolong the conflict. Moscow has even threatened to strike targets not hit before if the West supplies long-range missiles to Kiev. Russia attacks Ukraine's West have been sporadic and tend to mainly target weapons deliveries, but regions in the east and the south have borne the brunt of firepower. Russia also says it has shot down three Ukrainian Su-25 fighter jets near Donetsk and Kharkiv in the east. Our correspondent Johnny Miller joined us earlier to fill us in with the latest details on the situation in Ukraine's Donbass region.
Russian forces are in control of most of the city now. As President Zelensky says that this city represents the fight for Donbass. He's exaggerating when he says that there will be other battles before Russia is able to take the whole of Donbass. But Russia, this is an important victory that Russia is securing at the moment. As you rightly say, there is another Azov-style steel plant, if you like, another steel plant in which there are some fighters being hauled up in. There's reports there are some civilians there in which there's negotiations. Now, when in Mariupol, when Ukrainian soldiers stayed inside Azov-style steel plant, it was able to stop the Russian forces from sending troops elsewhere, if you like, holding up the Russian advance, if you will. So it's unclear whether maybe that's what Ukraine is trying to do again, hold up the Russian advance by keeping soldiers in a steelworks in the city of Severodonetsk. It was an interesting piece by the Guardian newspaper today, quite a staggering piece, actually. It said that between 600 and 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers were being killed or wounded every day, which, if that is true, it's a staggering number. It works out about 20,000 a month. Obviously, these figures would be unsustainable for Ukraine. The article goes on to say that Ukraine is running out of ammunition. Many Ukrainians have admitted that they're running out of ammunition. So the article was saying very much this could be a turning point.
French voters cast their ballot in the first round of parliamentary elections as President Macron seeks to secure majority in the National Assembly. 2 months after his re-election, Macron is now facing a strong challenge from a united left-wing bloc. The latest opinion polls suggest that the president could lose securing the majority of the 577 seats. The main opposition is now a newly formed coalition of leftists, Greens, and communists led by hard-felt figure Michelon. Results will also be impacted by the voter turnout, which is the lowest in at least 20 years for the first round of parliamentary elections in France. More than 6,000 candidates are running for the National Assembly seats. Those who receive the most votes will advance to the decisive second round on June the 19th. Moving on, the exchange of heated rhetoric continues between China and the U.S., with Beijing now calling for Washington to stop smearing China and harming its interests. The tough words come in reaction to a U.S. defense minister accusing China of destabilizing military activity in Taiwan. Defense Minister Wei Fenghe says China will fight to the very end to ensure that Taiwan remains part of the country. According to Wei, anyone who attempts to split the Chinese territory will, in his own words, come to a no good end. He also said Beijing wants peace, but is opposed to providing weapons to Taiwan. Wei noted that it is up to the U.S. to improve bilateral relations. Tensions are soaring between the two sides. The U.S. says China's fights near Taiwan are provocative, but Beijing accuses Washington of pushing Taipei towards independence. Now back to our story regarding the French elections, the first round of parliamentary elections, that is. And we are joined by our correspondent, Ramin Mazahari, to give us an update. Ramin, tell us more about the political landscape and what is expected to be as the outcome of these elections.
Well, I think the first thing to keep in mind is that this is a two-round system and that the first round is very often used as a protest vote. And the French, I think the yellow vests have reminded everyone, they have reminded everyone that the French do love to protest. So I think that the first thing to take away from when we get the results, which will not be until 1800 GMT, 8 p.m. Paris time, the first thing to keep in mind is that these results are going to be very different than the second round results. Many people are expecting the National Front to win perhaps 25% of today's vote. However, the polls are saying that's only that in the second round, that's only going to translate into 5% of the nearly 600 seats in the National Assembly, which is the main body in France's bicameral parliament. And then also today, many people are expecting, they're not expecting, but it's possible that this historic left-wing coalition with the socialists, the communists, the Greens, and the unsubmissive France party of Jean-Luc Mélenchon, it's possible that they could do better in this first round than Macron's ruling right-wing and center-right coalition. And that's really sort of the big question here, is will Emmanuel Macron retain his absolute majority in parliament? In 2017, he had this brand new party called En Marche, and they gave him a absolute majority in parliament for the past 5 years. And that allowed Macron to ram through any sort of austerity-minded neoliberal policies that he wished. And of course, that you know this dominance was infamously even not enough for Macron. He rammed through many of these pro-austerity measures by executive decree. And that was just to avoid open discussion in parliament of his very unpopular, quote unquote, reforms. So what many people who are against Macron here are hoping for is that this left-wing coalition, the first one in almost three decades, that they can keep Macron's party from having a absolute majority. However, it's really sort of a silly hope, because when you combine, according to the polls, even if Macron's own coalition doesn't win an absolute majority in parliament, when you add together his coalition with the mainstream conservatives, at worst they're expected to win about 60% of the seats. So really, no matter what, it seems like next Sunday, the second round vote, will give French Parliament a distinct right-wing majority in favor of austerity measures, in favor of neoliberalism. So in many ways, this left-wing coalition, it has been much ado about nothing, even though it's been the dominant media subject ever since the presidential vote. One note that I should make is that ever since 2002, back when the legislative and the parliamentary elections were aligned in the same year, whoever won the presidency, they've always had an effective majority in parliament. Voters have always voted for parliament and the legislature to be run by the same party. It is possible. There are some recent polls which show that the left wing might be able to break this trend, and that would be historic, the first time in several in several decades that France has had a president of one party and a legislature dominated by another party. And that would lead, obviously, to a lot of stagnation in French government. But many people on the left believe that that's the best that they can hope for, is to slow down the rapid pace of far-right, austerity-minded reforms, which Macron has pushed through despite the historic Yellow Vest protest, despite so much opposition over the past 5 years. So to wrap it up, a lot of these votes are not going to hold up in the second round. The people might vote for the National Front or the leftist coalition in the first round, but in the second round, the polls show Macron, if not keeping an absolute majority, having an effective absolute majority when he's combined with his mainstream conservative counterparts.
Thank you very much. That was our correspondent, Ramin Masalhadi, joining us live from Paris. Moving on to South Korea, truckers are on strike for a sixth day because their talks with the government over higher pay have failed to make headway. Some 100 unionized truckers gathered outside the Hyundai factory in the southern city of Ulsan earlier today. Also on Saturday, nearly 7,000 were on strike. The truckers are protesting against soaring fuel prices and demanding an extension of subsidies that are set to expire this year. About 40 people have been arrested, but some were later released. Transport Ministry officials had a third round of negotiations with the union leaders yesterday, but the two sides failed to narrow down their differences. The strike is threatening South Korea's export of products such as autos and electronics and deepening the uncertainty over global supply chains. Jennifer Chang, our correspondent in Seoul, is with us to tell us about the gravity of the situation in South Korea and the impact of the truckers' walkout on the country.
27% of the 22,000-strong cargo truckers' union under the Korean Federation of Trade Unions is on walkout right now, and this is affecting trade at Busan Port, which is South Korea's largest port and South Korea's second largest city. Over 75% of trade volume has fallen there, and at other ports around the country, trade volume has fallen 10% or more. So the South Korean government is in a real crisis, and scuffles have broken out between these truckers and police as the truckers attempt to prevent cargo trucks from going in and making deliveries. And the South Korean president had said violence is not acceptable, and they had arrested 40 or more of these truckers who were involved in the scuffles. Some were, of course, later released, but this is really getting serious. The truckers are demanding an extension of the 3-year safe freight system, whereby they get discounts on gasoline prices and they are guaranteed safe driving as they try to haul their cargo around the country to make ends meet. Right now, they say they are driving dangerously fast because they have to make ends meet, and gasoline prices here have soared to their highest ever level in years.
20 years ago, two of 14-year-old South Korean girls were walking to their friend's birthday party when they were run over and killed by a U.S. military vehicle. Saturday, thousands rallied to mark their tragic deaths and called for a change in U.S.-South Korea relations. Frank Smith reports.
Thousands of South Koreans gathered in downtown Seoul to remember the tragic deaths of Shin Mi-sun and Shin Hyo-soon, ran over by a U.S. military vehicle on their way to their friend's birthday party on June 13, 2002. The children's family's lawyer hopes for change in U.S. relations and influence on Korea.
The massacre of 2 middle school students is a symbol of unequal South Korea-U.S. relations. In that regard, I think that the work of candlelight among our people to establish an equal relationship between South Korea and the United States' future and move toward peaceful reunification of the Korean Peninsula remains unfinished.
Two U.S. soldiers were charged with negligent homicide, but acquitted in a U.S. military court amid anti-American candlelight protests. The deaths of Mi Sun and Hyo Soon under the tracks of a U.S. military vehicle 20 years ago are but one episode of a problematic alliance relationship, from the Status of Forces Agreement to the cost of hosting 28,500 troops in South Korea. Alliance ties are a constant source of controversy and debate. Some argue South Koreans view the presence of U.S. forces as an obstacle preventing the country from exercising sovereignty.
It's not fit for the global era and very risky for South Korea to cling to a falling sun with the status of American hegemony declining so much. I hope we can establish more neutral diplomacy reflecting our national interests.
New President Yoon Suk-yeol seeks to strengthen the South Korea-U.S. alliance, a shift in policy that worries many South Koreans. Frank Smith, Seoul.
Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi says the recent assassination of an IRGC colonel was a cowardly act and a proof of the enemy's despair in the face of Iran's power. Raisi condoled with the family of Hassan Saeed Khodai, who, during a visit to his home, the colonel was shot dead by two gunmen on a motorbike outside his house in the eastern Tehran neighborhood last month. He was a former Iranian military advisor to Syria. At the same time, U.S. media reports hinted at Israel's involvement in his assassination. The commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps also pointed the finger at Zionist elements and vowed to avenge his blood. That brings us to the end of this edition of World News.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, June 12, 2022. I'm Atefa Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So contact us and tell us what you think about IRIB English Radio broadcast. If you have any message for our listeners around the world, then you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Please don't go away and keep us company until the end of the program. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. As you may know, these reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers, because these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an electronic QSL card or an EQSL card. As you know, sending any material on behalf of our radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. So, for the time being, we just can send our dear listeners electronic USL cards. So, here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Ivan A. Zeleny from Russia, one of our old and regular listeners, Salvatore Righi from Italy, and Volkan Atasever from Turkey. So, Ivan, Salvatore, and Volkan, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to your radio, IRIB English Radio. And of course, we've received many emails from around the world, which I mention some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read these emails. Bidan Chandra Sanyal, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us an email. Again, from India, we've received an email from Sharwan Kumar Gandhvir, Pekka Liti Poja from Finland has sent us an email. John Koba Femenia from Spain has sent us an email. From Italy, we've received an email from Federico Caria. This program, we just read these emails. So, keep us company until the end of the program. I will be back and read these great emails from around the world. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and as I said, Bidan Chandra Sanyal, one of our old and regular listeners from India, has sent us an email. So let's see what Bidan says. As we cross the inaccessible path to success, we also come across situations where everything goes wrong with us. And if you can't control yourself in this difficult time of life, you will never get out of this situation. So today I will tell you to remember all the time when everything is bad and wrong with you. Everything in life is temporary. Just as the light is hidden at the end of darkness, so there must be something right behind your bad times. Here, you just need to increase your endurance a little. And so at such times, don't just look at the bad things and see what good is happening to you. No matter how small it may be, you can handle it. Learn from the difficult memories and moments of life. Losing a job, financial problems, physical illness. This teaching will help you to follow the right path for the rest of your life. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Bidan Chandra Sanyal from India, one of our old and regular listeners. Many thanks for sending us this email. And many thanks for sharing this psychological piece of advice to us and to our great listeners around the world. Bidan Chandra Sanyal from India, my colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card as a confirmation. Write to us soon and tell us more pieces of advice, psychological pieces of advice to us and to our great listeners around the world. Wish you all the best. And Sharwan Kumar Ganvir from India has sent us an email. Sharwan says, I am a regular listener of Radio Tehran's English service. I think Sharwan Kumar means IRIB English Radio, which is based in Tehran. Nowadays, I receive the latest news of Iran and the world via your website. It would be great if you can send me some materials and stickers available. Thank you. Best wishes for you and your radio listeners. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Sharwan Kumar Ganvir from India. Yes, you are an old and regular listener of IRIB English Radio, which is based in Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. Thank you for sending us this email. Thank you for your support and commitment to your radio, IRIB English Radio. So, you received the latest news of Iran and the world via our website, and that's great, yes. We broadcast our news via shortwave as well as our website. And as for your request about sending you the materials and stickers of IRIB English Radio, unfortunately, it's not possible at the time of pandemic. So after the pandemic, we will get back on track and send you the souvenirs and materials of IRIB English Radio. Yes, we wish you all the best, Sharwan. Write to us soon. Write to your radio. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon. So, after a short break, I will be back with other emails. So the piece of music you just heard was a piece of music from southern Iran. We hope you enjoyed it. So, from Finland, we've received an email from Pekka Lite Poja. I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name, Pekka, because I don't know Finnish at all. So, Pekka says, "Dear friends, I listened to your program few days ago here in Kuvola in southern Finland. Reception of your program was quite good. I would be very happy if you could verify that I have heard right, and this signal was originally from your station transmitter. I am 66 years old and I have had this hobby since I was 12 years old. Now I am retired and I have started again this hobby. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Pekka, from Finland. Thank you very much for sending us this email. And we're so glad that the signals of IRIB English Radio are received in your region in Kuvola in southern Finland. In the Scandinavian region, it's great that you can receive our signals. So the reception of the programs was quite good and we're so happy for that. So you are 66 years old. We wish you all the best. And you had this hobby of catching radio signals since you were 12 years old. And that's a long time. Pekka from Finland, write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. Yes, we want to know about that, your opinions about our programs. Write to us soon, Pekka. My colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card as a confirmation. And from Spain, we've received an email from Juan Coba Femenia. Let's see what Juan Coba Femenia from Spain says. Dear friends of IRIB English Radio, greetings from Spain. I'm sending you a report on the reception of your broadcast. I tuned in from Alti in Spain. I'd like to get the QSL card, if found correct, along with some station details. Also, I am writing down the different aspects of the SINPO code, which I hope will help you to find out how your broadcasts are received by Spain. I am a fan of Asian cultures, and I have found your broadcasts very interesting. I greet you affectionately from Spain. Salam and warmest greetings to you from Tehran, IRIB English Radio and Islamic Republic of Iran. Thank you very much for sending us this email, Juan Coba Femenia from Spain. So you could receive and catch up the signals of IRIB English Radio in your region. As you said, you live in Alti in Spain, and that's good. That's great. Thank you for the information you send regarding SINPO code. Of course, my colleagues will read it and investigate about it. And that's great. So you are a fan of Asian cultures. Yes, you can tune in to our programs, which focuses on the politics, on the culture, music, cinema, tourist attractions of Iran. Yes, we've broadcast many programs regarding the culture of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can tune in to these programs, and you can find the archive of these programs at our website at this address, www.parstoday.com/en. Nowadays, we are broadcasting these programs, and we have the archive of these programs at our website. Thank you so much for telling us your opinions about this. I wanted to tell you this point, that the best source of information about the culture, about the politics, about the cinema, music, tourist attractions of the Islamic Republic of Iran is the source of IRIB. It's the best and the correct and precise source of getting information about Iran, IRIB, and particularly your radio, IRIB English Radio. Juan Cuba Femenia from Spain, write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs, especially the cultural ones as you like it. So, after a short break, I will be back with the last email, which is from Federico Caria from Italy. Stay with us. So let's see what Federico Caria from Italy says. Hello, my name is Federico. I live in Santa Marinella, Italy. I am a shortwave listener and DXer, and this is my reception report to you. IRIB English Radio. If the transmission is confirmed and you found the report correct, I request you send me an EQSL card. Thank you. Salam, ciao, Federico Caria from Italy. Thank you for sending us this email. So, you are a shortwave listener and you could catch up the signals of IRIB English Radio. Federico, why don't you tell us which program or programs you like the best? Yes, in your upcoming emails, tell us your favorite programs at IRIB English Radio. So, my colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card as a confirmation. Federico Caria from Italy, write to us soon. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And time tells me we have to wrap up this program. So before we wrap up this edition of Listeners Special, I wanted to thank those of our listeners who have sent us reception reports as well as emails, including Ivan A. Zeleni from Russia, Salvatore Righi from Italy, Volkan Atasever from Turkey, Federico Caria from Italy, Bidan Chandra Sanyal from India, Sharwan Kumar from India, Pekka from Finland, and Juan Coba Femenia from Spain. Please keep in touch with your program, Listeners Special, and IRIB English Radio. Have a good time and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-7000. 6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with RIB English Radio.
انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint about the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. The Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, has offered many martyrs to Islam in his wars. The commander of the faithful, may God's peace be upon him, lost a number of his dear companions in his wars. The doyen of the martyrs, may God's peace be upon him, has sacrificed himself and all of his dear family in the cause of Allah. God willing, your martyrs, dear family of the martyrs, will be associated with those martyrs. There will be no sorrows if we offer martyrs in the cause of Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Quran. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini said that it is the Quran that guides us to the lofty purposes to which we intuitively turn while we are unaware of ourselves. Now, obviously, the Quran is the book of guidance. We know that, and Allah has said the Quran on the Prophet for our guidance, and even the prophets are for our guidance as the teachers of the book. And therefore, this is the purpose of the Quran, that it takes us towards the perfection. And the lofty purposes that are seen, the guidance that is being made in the Quran, it takes us towards the perfection. Therefore, we see there are many stories in the Quran which are from the other prophets who have passed away. For example, the Prophet Moses, the Prophet Abraham, the story of Prophet Jesus, the story of Prophet Adam. There are many other, the story of Prophet Noah. It is all in order to take us towards perfection. The guidance which is there, the story of the magicians and the Prophet Moses, that how magicians, they turn towards the Prophet Moses and they accepted the Islam at that time, how they accepted the oneness of God and they denied worshipping the king or pharaoh at that time. So all these things shows us that the Quran itself is the book of guidance. It is showing us the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi. Ya Rasulullah.
intuitively turn while we are unaware of ourselves. Why? Because the book of the Quran, it is a nur, it is a light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that the knowledge and the book is a nur, and we need to go towards this light, this nur, which is the book actually. And Allah also says that Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the close guardian of those who believed in Him, and He takes them out from the darknesses towards the light. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Nisa, verse number 174, that Ya ayyuhan nas, O the mankind. So here Allah is talking to the mankind as a whole. Qad ja'akum burhanum min rabbikum. Certainly our messenger, he has come to you with the convincing proof from your Lord. وَأَنزَلْنَا, and we have sent down, إِلَيْكُمْ, towards you, نُورًا مُبِينًا, a clear light, which is Qur'an. Therefore, this Qur'an is the light, and whoever gets this light, obviously, he observes the truth, and when he observes the truth, he goes towards the right path.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellite. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 25 meters, 11,865 kilohertz every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you. In the limelight.
In the U.S., Representative Tom Rice is bracing for a tough runoff election against a Trump-backed challenger following Tuesday's primary. The article you're about to hear has been written by the New York Times journalists Maya King and Jonathan Martin. The piece is titled Days Before His South Carolina Primary, a GOP congressman who voted to impeach Trump stands by his vote. Stay with us for more. Tom Rice, the South Carolina congressman who was one of 10 House Republicans to vote to impeach President Donald Trump after the January 6 attacks, has a catch-all term to describe the former president's crusade against him: Trump's very presidential traveling revenge circus. Donald Trump has made unseating Tom Rice, a five-term congressman, one of his top priorities in the state's primary elections this Tuesday, 14th of June. He threw his support in the Republican primary for Tom Rice's seat behind State Representative Russell Fry, calling into a rally to Mr. Fry this week and describing Tom Rice as a backstabbing rhino, the acronym for Republican in name only, a conservative slur. He lifted up his hand and that was the end of his political career, or we hope it was, Donald Trump said of Tom Rice's vote to impeach him. In a 35-minute interview on Friday, 10th of June, alongside his wife, Renzi, after a barbecue luncheon campaign event, Tom Rice sounded every bit like a man in the fight for his political life. His campaign is not counting on an outright win against Mr. Fry, but is instead bracing for a tough runoff with him. But while some, after crossing Donald Trump, have tried to salvage their political careers by walking back their comments or retiring from Congress altogether, Tom Rice has doubled down. To me, his gross failure, his inexcusable failure, was when it started, Tom Rice said of the January 6 riot. He watched it happen. He reveled in it. And he took no action to stop it. I think he had a duty to try to stop it, and he failed in that duty. Tom Rice, a pro-business conservative and self-proclaimed Chamber of Commerce Republican, helped craft Donald Trump's sweeping new tax code in 2017. 5 years after those reforms and 17 months after the 6th of January attacks, he argued that the former president had overstayed his welcome in the Republican Party. He is the past, Tom Rice said of Donald Trump. I hope he doesn't run again, and I think if he does run again, he hurts the Republican Party. We desperately need somebody who's going to bring people together, and he is not that guy. Mr. Rice said that the 6th of January primetime hearing on Thursday night, which featured footage of the Capitol riots and incriminating testimony from close Donald Trump associates, puts an exclamation point on what we did, referring to the 10 House Republicans who backed Donald Trump's impeachment. In the days after the riot at the Capitol, Mr. Rice said he considered voting to impeach Donald Trump and spent that Saturday and Sunday in his home congressional district, reading the dozens of stories he had asked his staff to send him about the president's whereabouts on 6th of January 2021. As he learned of the president's refusal to stop the attack, he became incensed. When it came time for his vote, he said he had zero question in my mind about whether Donald Trump should be held accountable. I did it then, Tom Rice said, and I will do it tomorrow, and I'll do it the next day or the day after that. I have a duty to uphold the Constitution, and that is exactly what I did. Mr. Rice did not vote to certify the election, however, saying he had become concerned about ballot discrepancies in Pennsylvania that were outlined in a letter to House Republican leadership. During a House Republican meeting 1 month after the Capitol riots, he defended Liz Cheney for her vote to impeach Donald Trump and criticized Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, for his continued embrace of the former president, according to audio from the exchange. Kevin McCarthy went to Mar-a-Lago this weekend, shook his hand, took a picture, and set up TrumpMajority.com. "Personally, I find that offensive," Mr. Rice said at the time. In the months following the vote, Tom Rice has been made a pariah among those in Donald Trump's circle, as has his wife. "I don't feel like I fit in with that group anymore," Tom Rice's wife said on Friday, referring to the Republican base. Donald Trump's efforts to sway Republican primary voters and disparage Tom Rice have left the congressman both frustrated and puzzled. He has come to view them as a political stunt. "Bring on the circus," Tom Rice said of Mr. Trump's involvement in the primary. "You know, some people are afraid of clowns. I'm not afraid of clowns."
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1520 to 1620 UTC on the following frequencies. 25 meters, 11,865 kilohertz for the Indian subcontinent, and FM 91.5 MHz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or Bat 5, and via the Internet. Our Internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam regarding the sign of a penitent person, the sign of a repentant person, the characteristic of a person who has asked forgiveness and wants to ask forgiveness and is regretful of his sins. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says the following. Actually, this is not really a tradition. It is a tradition, but it's one of the parts of one of the supplications of the Imam. As you know, the Imam, the fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, has many duas and prayers and supplications and munajat which have been narrated from him. This is a part of one of the munajat or the intimate supplications which he recited. The Imam says, place us among those who extinguish the fire of desires by shedding the water of repentance. The Imam alayhi salam compares repentance or tawbah with water, and the desires, the carnal and base desires that a person has, as a fire. Repentance or tawbah, it comes and it washes these away. It extinguishes this fire, right? Which is an allusion to the fact that a person doesn't really repent, you know, until he kind of he controls and he eliminates the desire to sin, right? So sinning simply doesn't, repenting doesn't simply mean that we say, I'm sorry for the sins I committed in the past, but the person still has that fondness or that love for the sin that he was doing. When he thinks about it, he still gets happy. He's still happy about it, you know? Even though he might have stopped doing it for some reason. Like, let's say there's a person, he's old now, and he cannot commit certain sins that he could when he was young, right? And he, you know, as a formality, now he repents and says, oh, I'm not going to do those sins anymore. Which is a joke because the person can't really do it. But when he thinks about his youth and, you know, the mistakes that he made and the sins that he was committing, he still, you know, feels happy about it. There's a sense of joy he is overcome when he thinks about it, right? So he still has this desire to sin, and if he was in a position to do so, he might even do so. But this isn't really repentance. Repentance, as the Imam alludes to here, means extinguishing this desire, extinguishing this lust for sin. And then the Imam says, and wash the plates of ignorance with the purity of the water of life. Right? So there's an aspect of extinguishing desires within tawbah and in repentance. And there's also an aspect of knowledge in it. Meaning, so there should be an awareness of why the sin was wrong, why God prohibited us from doing so, why it's in our benefit not to sin, right? You know, all of this, the repentance made, it should emanate and it should stem from this awareness, right? Because once we have this awareness, right, that desire to sin will be automatically eliminated, and true tawbah will have been achieved, right? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the signs of a penitent person in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala